Let us bow our head with a word of prayer, please. Almighty God, we thank you for this morning as you bring us together to worship and to praise you. Father, let your name be glorified and let us have the ear to hear your word. Change us as we listen to your message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The message today is very simple. Each and every one of us have learned it whenever we begin the journey with Jesus. God's word is simple. He has called each and every one of us to go and make disciples of all nations, wherever we may be. But this call, which we sometimes see as simple, is not very simple. It is difficult. It is a hard work to do. Sometimes it leads to death. Sometimes it leads to persecution. And sometimes it is uncomfortable. The word that sounds very good to our ear and to our heart in other places, not far away from home, is not acceptable. It is judgmental. It is something unbelievable. And when Jesus has called his disciples to go and to follow him and tell them to go to the world to make disciples of all nations, he charged them with a mission that is tough and difficult. He is like a commander of the army, sending his arm to rescue captives, those who have been put in a place where they should not be. And that is the same place we are in today. It is the same place that the world is living in. And the call is hard and difficult. But it seems as simple as saying to someone, go to Walmart and get something to drink for us. It looks like sending your children to the backyard where they are going to play, play. But this is not it. It is hard. Even with those who are not in the front line, it is also difficult for them to do so because the work is very, very difficult. It is the work of to change the mind and the heart of the people. It is to change those who are addictive to what they think is okay for them to be. And for us to walk in those words and to answer Jesus' call for us to go to all nations and to share his good news, we will accept that it is the toughest one. Those disciples that Jesus has sent, they are like generals in the army who are sent to the battlefield and to go to train to prefer many people to fight that war with the technique that they have been trained to do so. Jesus has preferred his disciples for the mission that he knows at the very end they will be victorious. But it is hard and difficult to do so. And here is some of the things that some of the disciples have faced. John the Baptist, who have preferred the way, were beheaded because he was telling the truth to Herod. Because he speak the truth and tell him this is what you should do, he has faced the consequence of being killed. Stephen, when he stand in the front of the council and to share the good news of Jesus, saying that he see Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, the council is stand up and shout, get him out and stone him for just sharing the good news. And also, you remember Jonah, when God has called him to go to the Nineveh to warn those people about what is going to happen to them. Even though you know that it is the message from God, you were reluctant to do that. Secretly, you tried to escape in a different way, till you were swallowed by fish. Fortunately, he was not killed. You warned them. He saved the life of those people. I believe you may be the lucky one. Because you know that the territory that he is going is the place of his own enemy. And you know that as soon as he will arrive over there, he will be killed. I believe we can say, yeah, he is right. But God warned him to do so, even though you know the task is difficult. What about Moses? He was also sent to rescue and to deliver the people of Israel from Egypt. Moses knew very well the army that he left behind because he was the commander within those guards. And by trying to please God and try to come up with a solution that he will not be in that front line, he was telling him that, well, you know what? I'm not well in speaking. I'm not eloquent in speaking. And God said to him, yes, I know you are, but I am the one who made you, who gave you this speech. You have to go. And what happened? Moses has gone and delivered people of Israel from the end. The same reluctance that we also have, because the front line is not that far away from this place called Peace Lutheran Church. It is surrounding us. It is within our work. It is in our home. It is in the place where we can go for baseball and other places, where we will be sharing good news with people that we may not even know whether they will be receptive or not. Maybe they will turn a gun to you by rejecting it outright. Or maybe they will say, I know it already. Feel shame and humiliated. But it is the call that is given to each and every one of us. Jesus did not only send the disciple, he also sent you to the world to share his good news to people. But the message can do it by itself. It does not mean that we go that the message will work. It can work, but he wants us to be a team and to have a part in that mission. He wants us to be proud of the work that he delegated to us to do, to share the good news. He can do it by himself. He has the power to do it. But he wants you and me to go and to share the same message that he can deliver by himself. And when people are sent to the world, as it has been here at Peace, those who are left in the fields don't think that you are not a part of it. You are tasked with the very difficult task. When Jesus sent his disciple to go to the world, he has planned it. And you also planned it, the same plan that Jesus has, because he gave you the full mandate of that work to do. You are tasked to pray for them. You are tasked to visit their family. You are tasked to visit one another, to visit those who are sick, and to comfort. We have gifted in many ways that God has enriched us to be the body. As the body has many parts, but they are doing the same work that will make it a complete body. This is the same thing that we are given. Jesus has called you and me to go out. And Jesus tells us there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributed. This is in the 1 Corinthians. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. All these gifts, each and every one of us are gifted. Not only that, we will only share God's word. There are some services that we will do that may look different. You may think this is not the message that comes from God, but it is. Doctors are blessed to treat those who are sick, give them medicine. A farmer has to farm his own farm, and others will come. They will buy food and get services. This is the gift. Nurse are equipped to take care of the patient. Elders within our church or in our community are served to provide wisdom and guidance. Sit together. The members of this church are also a part of coming together, praising God, worship together, and pray with one another. Those are tasks that are given to you, and you are delivered those services to the world. Peace Lutheran Church has been gifted in such a way. As I've been here in Peace Lutheran Church, I know Peace has started many churches around here in this area. Those churches are also started their own mission to reach the world. And the same mission mindset that Peace has since then, it is also with you. And it will continue for generations to come. Peace has been sending missionaries to Central America where they do dental services, vision for those who are not able to buy their own glasses, and to Mission India, where they are training pastors or leaders for the church services. Sigi Stone here in our area, where they go to help and to do services to those who are not able to do it for themselves. Need, where you have buck and all kinds of clothes, shoes, and everything that are given to those who are in need. All those services, even going to Mexico, you may think that they are not part of Jesus sending you to do that. You may not go by yourself to do it, but by sitting on these pews, coming on Sunday like this or in a different days, you are indeed a part of the team that Jesus has sent out to the world to share the good news. And I want to share with you something that Peace has done as far as from here in the place where I come, especially in South Sudan. Peace has been given funds to build churches in South Sudan. Especially this year, Peace has given me some money. Where I go to the very village where I was born, a church was built over there. People are so exciting, so praising God. Even today on Sunday like this, they are worshiping their God and Savior in a very beautiful place. And they know this church, it comes from where? This is the church that I just built while I was back in Africa. People are praising God and they know that this is the services come from those whom their Lord has called to the front line to serve and to reach out to the world. It is the work that Peace has been done. And some of the work that Peace has done is to train pastors. Some of you may not know about it. Money was given for pastors to go to the seminary and to go out to share the good news with the world. You may see those. These people are not often by themselves. It is the mission that Feast and other churches around here have been given funds to train those pastors. They were sent to the seminary and was ordained. You see them with those beautiful gowns that they have. They are not the one who bought those. It is you guys who are sitting here. On a day like this, they put them on, sharing the good news. They are so thankful with all this. You can call it made in America, right? Or made in Peace Lutheran Church. Because they are from here. It is you who are sharing the good news far away from very place where you do not even know. Some of the services that Peace has done also was to the children that when I went last year, there were some of you here who have gathered some funds. You started as trying to have some shoes that you have sent to South Sudan. But because shoes are too much and they will cost a lot of money, the money was given to me. And there was about 36 children who get shoes, who get clothes, who get wall like this while they play. It was so joyful, so thankful on that day. Some of those children do not even have clothes, do not even have shoes. They have it for the church services. They have it whenever they play. Some of them never even see a ball. They sometimes kick things that are not especially the real ball. And I believe one of those who organized this, and there are many of you who are sitting here, Terry Cook, if you can stand, please. This was part of the services that you tried to organize that time. And God, people are praising people in church for that kind of services. Those of you, you may not know, you are doing mission work as far as South Sudan. Well, this is the call that we, each and every one of us, have. And as we are called to serve, we are called to do exactly what our Lord has instructed us. Those services have been done through Sudanese Lutheran Mission Society. And this has been formed in 1999. And this organization have been doing mission work back home in South Sudan. The question is, are we doing what the Lord has called each and every one of us? Indeed, we are. But the work is not finished. It is the journey that the Lord has known when it will end. But each day, wherever you are, God has called you to do exactly as this. Paul reminds us we are baptized in one spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, and we were all given the spirit to drink. Paul has brought this knowing that since we all baptized in one name, we are one body. Even though we may be different, we may be doing different kind of services, but our call is one. It is like a hand and feet. They have to serve together. They have to do the same work to make sure that the kingdom of God is extended to those who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Ephesians 4 said, Paul urges us to live a life worth of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. While this word does not come in vain, Paul knows that whenever we do things, sometimes other hand and feet may disagree. They may not see the same thing. But in our unity in Jesus, God has called us to try to work in harmony, in peace with one another. Because our unity, our working together, produces fruit. A fruit that points to the attention and expansion of God's kingdom. We need that unity to serve our Lord and serve you. And Paul said that there is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to one oath when you are called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. This is the call. This is the call that you have. Sometimes it seems simple. Many of you may not know that you have sacrificed that much. Some of you may even give up for one day. I remember worldwide they used to say, if you want to buy a burger today, give it up for the services of God. You may give up. You may have some few dollars that you try to give. But it may be the dollars that you want to have some bread with. And then on a decision making, whether to give it to the Lord or to have it for you, for yourself. Some of those things are like those soldiers being sent to the front line. They are reluctant to do it. they are reluctant to do it. But because they are called to do so, they have to march forward with the order that comes from their Lord. Paul has reminded us in the Romans chapter 10, verse 14. He said, how can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? And the last part is the one that I love. It says, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Who are those people? They are you. Because when Jesus has sent his disciples to go to the world to share the good news, they are the one who, when it is Jesus who sent them, you are the one who sent those missionaries. You are the one who is doing the outreach. You are the one who planned and designed how to go, how to reach those people. Because without your prayer, without your support, without your giving, those missions will not work. The feet that the Lord has said are your feet. Because you are the one who sent those people. Jesus has tasked you and he tasked me to do the same thing. But we need to be sure like this. God in Ephesians said, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work which God has preferred in advance for us. The work we do is not our own. It is the work that the Lord has preferred for us. Because it is not the work that will save us. We already been saved. God has granted us his kingdom. He called us his children. But this service is to please our God and to make sure that we are doing exactly what he called us. He already granted us to have peace, to have eternal life for the call that he has. It's not that we do and we will be saved. It is because we do, his name will be glorified and praised. Because we already have. We are not the one who choose God to be our Father. He is the one who chooses us to be his children. Because he is the Almighty God and everlasting Father, you and I are royal soldiers. We are the soldiers being sent to the front line by the mighty God, knowing our destination that he has planned for us. The question now is, are you doing your part? Are you doing carrying on your cross? Amen. With that in mind, the peace of God which passes all understanding will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.